This is the No Apologies Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, listening, downloading, whatever you're doing. My guests this afternoon, or whenever you listen to it, are the Brothers Grimm. They're a duo from Sydney who have just done a massive mixtape that they spent a long time on. It's called The Girl Without Hands. So we're going to be talking to them a bit about it and listening to a bit of it. But I'm going to kick off with some tunes to get everyone excited and pumped for whatever you're doing. Of course, Outburst is happening tomorrow. We have fantastic Tom Ballard, Reese Nicholson, kicking off from 8. You know, and if you've missed it, if you listen to it after, then bad luck. I'm sorry. That's unfortunate. But here we go. This is Ronan Portella. This is a track called Beat Up.
Beat up, 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 be
give this track a shout out. This is you're gonna hear this. It's coming out on Top Billing soon. It's by Just Kidding, a duo. It's called Return to Tropicana. We'll be right back. James Copeland, St. Louis Blues. Very, very funky, very cool. If you're a label listening, because I know there's heaps of you, hit him up, James Copeland, because he's looking to get that baby signed. Alright, happy Friday, happy day, happy everything to everyone. I'm going to kick straight into it. I got to catch up with these guys this afternoon. This is my interview with the Brothers Grimm. Guys, thanks for coming in. I'll introduce you in a sec, but seriously, you're actually the first guest that actually travelled a distance to get here.
Ta-da!
Yeah, because the first week, the guy lives literally down the road. The second week, he lives down the road as well. But these guys came a long way. I'm here with the Brothers Grimm, they're called, and Ronan and Jeffrey. I nearly called you Jeffrey James. It's your old...
Keep it quiet.
Yeah, it's his old monarchy or whatever. Thank you for coming in. I'm excited. We got a lot to talk about. If anyone doesn't know, they got to go check out your mixtape, The Brothers. Now, link me up. It's soundcloud.com/The Brothers Grimm.
The Brothers Grimm.
Did you know you can change that? Yeah, you can change it to The Brothers Grimm. You can actually edit your URL on SoundCloud. There you go. And anyone who's listening. Yeah. Anyone who's listening, there's a bit of insight for you. Yeah. Because if you make a space in your name, there's a hyphen. But anyway.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So we'll get on it.
Yeah, get on it. Now, so let's talk a bit about your background. From my knowledge, we've got Ronan here, who was one half of Diz and Draz.
Correct.
And you came from kind of a... You guys were working on a lot of kind of bassy kind of...
Yeah, we started doing a lot of stuff kind of fidgety when Jack Beats was around. Like, he's still around. But when he was in his prime, that was kind of what drove us. And then kind of a bit Dutch House. And, we were all over the shop there for a bit.
But there was kind of always like a bass element that
yeah,
kind
definitely,
of followed your guys'
definitely always,
music.
Always bass, yeah.
Yeah. Now... Correct me if I'm wrong, but did you... Because I know Diz is doing dubstep and a lot of stuff. Did you go into that at all? Or?
Well, that all kind of happened when I was away. I went to South America for 3 months.
Very nice.
Yeah, just got back recently. And
and you're like, what's happened?
While I was away, dubstep kind of just blew up to this incredible level, which I can't really see it at the moment.
Yeah.
So
you're not a fan of that?
Well... I like it, but I just think that it all sounds the same, personally to me, and so
we're gonna start some sort of forum.
it's a big call.
All the haters are gonna get on this.
You don't like dubstep?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Skrillex sucks. So
he's a listener now.
Sorry, Mr. Skrillex.
Yeah, tunes in every week.
Grillex.
Yeah.
So I just kind of started this thing with Jeff,
and that's what I want to talk about as well, because you guys kind of come from two different backgrounds. Because Jeff, you came from a kind of Baltimore
I don't know, pretty much anything that's a bit different, and big fan of the whole house.
I remember you did have some house, and you had some you'd have like a lot of chord progressions and like different stuff from memory stuff I've heard, which I have heard quite a lot. And then it's interesting that this collaboration happened. I mean, obviously you guys have been friends for a while.
I don't, like, it's pretty much we're both into all types of music, and this is one thing where we can put all of that in to one,
talk to me, how did this start? How did the idea start, or how did it...
Oh, well, like, we've both been, like, doing mashups ever since we started DJing, but, we'd never do anything with them, just make them, listen to them, go, oh, that's cool, huh?
The thing was, we used to play, like, just a few shows that our friend would put on, and all we'd be doing there was playing this kind of stuff, and we would just get so excited for playing those shows, more than we would for playing, like, as... Not so much, like, more than as Diz and Draz and Jeffrey James, but... Like, it was just a different thing, and we liked to kind of, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, pretty much it just gives you, like, free reign. You can,
And so the initial idea for it, was it like, hey, let's do this mixtape, or was
it... It was after hearing Girl Talk All Day. Like, that's when we sat down.
Yeah,
and like, let's actually try this. But it was before that that we'd really, like, realised it. That was a possibility.
Because it is very similar. It's very along the lines.
It is.
I would call you guys Australia's answer to Girl Talk. Yeah.
It's very kind. But even before we heard Girl Talk, like, I was a massive fan of, like, Diplo and Too Many DJs, and just their, all over the shop mixing, like, from just, going through every different genre. I don't know, that was
definitely Soul Wax.
Yeah.
Too Many DJs is a great example there.
Yeah.
With the radio shows they put on, like, everything.
And even, like, Diplo's Essential Mix, a big influence.
Yeah. I haven't heard it.
Now
I want to hear it. That's good. I listened to Boy 8 Bits Essential Mix. That's a killer.
Yeah, can't say I have.
Yeah, have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Supporting Boy 8 Bits.
You are?
Yeah, in July at...
That's July 9th.
Yeah, July 8th.
July 8th.
Fake Club.
That is next Friday.
That is correct.
That is 1 week away. And as the Brothers Grimm?
No, just as Jeffrey James. Sorry. Self-promotion there?
Yeah. Right, man. Plug whatever you want. That's why we're here. Yeah. I'm going to that. Oh. That's going to be a good night. I'm excited. That's cool. You'll be there. That's really cool.
You're going to have to listen to the boy at Bit Essential Mix before that, I reckon.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, as you're getting ready. No, you can listen to the podcast because it's out of it. Yeah.
Get you ready for the weekend.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what I do. So, so this project, obviously, I mean, you can just hear, if you listen to it, you can hear. I sit down and I go, this must have taken them so long. You know, like, there's a lot of DJs, and not that there's anything wrong with mashups, but I see so many, like, DJs out there that just kind of chuck an acapella over something and then just be like, send it out to everyone. This is my mashup and stuff. But you can hear that just, talk to me a bit about the process, like.
Well, that was the main thing that we didn't want to do. We didn't want to just chuck any acapella over any track, claim it as a mashup and be done with it. We wanted to make sure that each transition and each track was changed in a way that it sounded new, sounded different. I don't know what.
Like, you know, putting that, you know, gangster acapella over the feel good track, you know, just changing the vibe, that, I don't know, that's what always, I don't know, appealed to me when I listen to mashups and.
Even just mixing in general.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just making it sound new and different, like to get that edge to create something that's worthwhile of creating.
And you guys were telling me before, just when you got here, that this is something you're starting to do live as well.
Yeah. That's the idea. We want to eventually be able to do it all on the fly.
Yeah.
So, just be mixing and dropping new acapellas and stuff that people haven't heard to get that intensity level up.
But also, like, the main, like, a lot of people, like, criticize Girl Talk because he just sits behind a computer. We don't want to do that. We, you know, use DEX and a MIDI controller. And
oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, as you, really, as even producing this, it's.
Oh, no, like.
Oh,
no, but for him, okay, for
live,
yeah.
Yeah,
you
he
guys use a MIDI controller as well.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We trigger all the acapellas and stuff off the controller and mix. Using the decks.
Now I regret missing your gig. That would have been insane.
Hopefully there's more to come.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're out there, please book them. Is there somewhere people can contact you?
Through the sound.
SoundCloud, or there's an email set up. We have a website in the works.
Oh, yeah?
Which is going to be thebrothersgrim.com.au. We paid for it, and
they
all that, and we're just waiting on waiting on the domain. But,
it happens.
We'll be able to contact us.
And also, I have to ask the name, The Brothers Grimm. When obviously that's a movie. Well, not obviously. what made you go with that?
We were spitballing.
Yep, spitballing for ages, trying to find a name, and then our mate who lives in Canberra and comes up. About, you know, once a month or so, we were sitting there and he just threw it out. I think we were just speculating a few names and he said The Brothers Grimm, and we liked it, and then
just
we
the name
did a bit of research and it just seemed to fit perfectly because
they were like 18 in the up somewhere in the 1800s. They used to like take other like fairy tales and
fairy
stories and mash them up and recreate them.
That's right. Have you seen the movie?
Can't say I have.
I haven't either.
I hear it's terrible. We sent off an email, like, you know, promotion emails, and one guy wrote back saying, "I saw
nearly didn't listen to it."
Yeah,
because
that was on the Get Down blog. Actually, I remember reading that. He said he
nearly
deleted it because of the
2005 movie featuring Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great. If you're out there, please give it a listen, regardless of
the terrible name.
Terrible name, terrible movie.
And then there is, of course, the name of the mix, The Girl With No Hands.
That is a story by the Brothers Grimm.
Okay.
Yeah, we decided every mixtape / project will be a different story by the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah. Okay.
It just seemed fitting.
Yeah. The mixtape is The Girl With No Hands, The Brothers Grimm. Why don't we now...
The Girl Without Hands.
With The Girl...
Without Hands.
Is it? Oh,
not
my
with
God.
No hands.
I'm
choose.
Sorry.
No. We uploaded it a few times as The Girl With No Hands, and that's the only reason...
I swear I have it on my computer as The Girl With No Hands.
Yeah.
I swear.
We don't want to do anything wrong by the actual Brothers Grimm, but it's The Girl Without Hands.
The Girl Without Hands. Okay, The Girl Without... Is it on the SoundCloud?
It is.
The Girl Without Hands? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, should we play a little snippet
sure.
of it? We'll play a little snippet.
Sounds good.
All right, sweet. Here it is. The Girl Without Hands, The Brothers Grimm.
We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. Let's go! Let's go! Throw it up, motherfucker, throw it up! Throw it up, motherfucker, throw it up! Throw it up, motherfucker, throw it up! Throw it up, where you from? Throw it up! Come on! This is getting throw it up! Get the fuck out the club! This is getting throw it up! Get the fuck out the club! This is getting throw it up! Get the fuck out the club! This is getting throw it up! Get the fuck out the club!
Give it to me, baby! 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 Give it
to me, baby! Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kinda hard just to get along.
So we're back now. We didn't really go anywhere. We've been here the whole time. But that's a snippet.
Here in spirit.
Here in spirit, that's right. So that's a snippet of it. So how long did the whole thing actually take you?
A good 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, some of that time, Ronan was overseas. Mm. But, yeah.
We were working on it, like, most of the time. If we were at home... We were working on it, so...
Yeah, and what was the collaboration? Was it like, okay, I'll do a bit here, you do a bit there? Was it like, how did it kind of work? Was it...
Basically, well, when I was overseas, obviously, we were just bouncing stuff back and forth and giving opinions and whatnot. But at home, we'd sit down together and basically, if someone put something down, the other person would just try and tweak it a bit, make it sound a little bit better, or if it was perfect, then go with it. But... Yeah, we've both got a pretty hard quality control, so
yeah.
We don't really like to let anything slip through.
Yeah, he'll make something and I'll spend the next hour scrutinizing it and changing little things in the same way, like
Yeah. So you're very critical, and so and that's what I mean. You can tell, you know, with it because of how pristine, if I may, this mix
you.
Is. No, I really like it, that's why I got you guys here. But I can tell that, you know, this wasn't just something you guys like, at no point did you get to it and just go, yeah, okay, that'll do. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean? You can tell you really did make sure.
Yeah, well, we had it all organized. We had, for ages, probably, you know, close to a month, all we were doing was listening to tracks that we liked and acapellas, putting them into folders according to the BPM they were, and also the style, just so that we wouldn't get to a point and not know what to do. We'd have a little bit of a guideline to go off.
Mm. I can imagine it would have taken ages. Just did you literally collect
everything
that you
wanted
to use?
Yeah.
And then you did it?
So
it wasn't
pretty much, but you know, like say, you know, we got to a point where you just couldn't find something, you know, always go and continue the search.
Yeah, absolutely. If something didn't fit or if something didn't work, yeah. You know, I love about it is very similar to Girl Talk, but I must say it does differ a bit, like with some of the tracks you use. Like I should have researched and looked up the name of it, but there is a track. It's kind of like a rockabilly track that you go into, and then you've used like My Sharona and like heaps of.
Oh yeah, it's Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
It goes into Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, the drums from My Sharona. Yeah.
Rockefeller Skank with My Sharona. Yeah.
Because generally, Girl Talk is. I mean, the main thing he does is mix everything of today. He does as well use a lot of the old stuff, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think he kind of keeps it...
He just mixes everything that's like really, really well known. Which,
yeah,
which
yeah, 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 exactly.
That's his thing. But yeah, we kind of tried to also just mix tracks that we like.
Yeah, but put them with things
good.
That everyone knows.
Yeah.
So it's, Yeah.
And I think that's why it makes it so, you know, so like you enjoy it so much when you listen to it. Do you know what I mean? Like yeah, I was telling the guys before that I had it in the car and like three of my friends were like, I want this
unit. Yeah, yeah, sweet.
Yeah. So this obviously this mixtape, it's out there. It's among the masses. You can download it at
it's actually hit 100 downloads at the moment.
And us being poor, we only have the free SoundCloud.
So you can't get it, basically.
Well, on the web, which the website will be up within, you know, the next week, and you'll be able to download it from there.
Yeah. Okay.
We're actually gonna set up a pay what you want feature.
That's cool. Yeah.
So obviously you can put in $0, 0 cents
if you're cheap.
You're
tight up. Yeah. Which you shouldn't. Support music. You bastards.
Or you can flick us a few bucks and we can get dinner that night. It's up to you.
Yeah. Or even take you out for dinner.
Yeah. Please. Sure, we are hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, this industry.
The hungry brother. Exactly.
And okay, but so obviously we've got it there. Now, is there anything you guys are working on now? Are you working on another mixtape? Like, what's going on?
Now it's just all about just perfecting the live performance. That's where we go from here. Basically, just trying to not only recreate that mix live, but also be able to change it anywhere we want, chop it up. Yeah, just do it all on the fly. That's the aim.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you guys still working on your own stuff as well?
Like, Like I'm still making, you know, boring minimal house tracks for my own fun. Yeah.
And what about you?
Well, at the moment, I'm kind of focusing mostly on this and Damo.
How does that make you look?
he's gonna do his thing with his new project Hydraulics. A little bit of plugging there for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Diz and Draz is still gonna be there. I mean, yeah. when the time is right, we'll revisit that. But for the time being, just gonna.
So, and I'm gonna get Draz down here eventually. Diz.
I'm right here.
Sorry. We're talking about too many names.
There's names dropping left, right.
Yeah, we're just doing all this name dropping. I'm going to get Diz down here. Now, Hydraulics, do you know much about this? Is this
dubstep and maybe drum and bass as well.
Wow.
Or drumstep.
Yeah.
It's all the rage these days.
Yeah, it seems to be, doesn't it? It seems to be all about dubstep. Do you know what's funny is, and I don't care if this is irrelevant, because podcasts generally you just talk shit.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
look at that tree.
Yeah. I work at Vodafone, right? And we have like this approval sound system with all the tracks that play through. Generally, it's just a lot of commercial. I'm not joking. That Skrillex track that you hear everywhere, the one that goes.
The one that goes. Come on, man. Yeah.
Anyway, that was playing, and that constantly plays through the Vodafone approved.
It's ridiculous.
Music.
Good God.
I guess
like the hold music.
Yeah,
kinda.
Yeah. Because it's basically.
Please hold. Rah, rah, rah.
No. It's in the store.
They just assume. Yeah. They just assume that everyone likes it, not just the younger generation. It's
absolutely. Imagine
if you're like an elderly, like 81-year-old woman or something.
Well, that's what happened. This old couple came in. They were like, "What is this music?" I was like, "That's called dubstep."
Like it.
Yeah. No, but that's the thing. It's funny how commercial this bizarre sound is becoming. Because I'll admit, and I don't fuck you, Skrillex, if you're listening. I don't care. No, I'm not. I can see maybe why people like it, but I'm not a huge fan.
I liked it when it first came out. Like,
yeah,
when I started first hearing it like a year or two ago, I was kind of like, yeah, this is cool because I hadn't heard it, and then. Just the whole rage about it, and how to me it's just all sounding the same lately. Can't get into it enough.
There's dubstep, and then there's this
chainsaw.
Yeah, like is that what it's called? Chainsaw.
Oh, that's what we call it. Chainsaw. It sounds like a fucking chainsaw.
And isn't there some producer that has a track called Chainsaw?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's about 10.
16-bit or something. Oh, no, I think yeah. Someone.
There's and dubstep. Are you talking like?
Oh, but then real dubstep. Like, you know, the deep, like scream, scream, and even who, like artists like Blow One and
yeah,
I'm really into stuff like that, like that's still forward thinking. It's, you know,
not just getting a random noise, pasting it anywhere.
Yeah,
yeah, because like some of it, it's got to the point where they've almost just sampled another Hectic dubstep track, rearranged the crap.
Yeah,
and it's the yeah.
That is so true. That is so true. This is good. This podcast has just turned into a bitch about this. Like, yeah, we've talked about you. Now let's bitch about this. No, I completely agree. You just hear it all the time.
Yeah,
it's. I don't tell the difference between something. I mean, look, good luck to him. Good luck to Skrillex. But
Skrillex.
Skrillex or whatever his name is. But in terms of it being actual music and actual, like,
yeah.
It doesn't sit, look, that there we go. That's how I'm relating it. It doesn't sound like he put effort.
And it also, like, it's another reason why we're pushing our project, because it does give people who are out another option instead of just going into the club and hearing Chainsaw dubstep straight away.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully, and we'll be playing some music which is fun to dance to, and you know, you don't have to.
And with this mixtape, did you guys have an idea of how you wanted to get it out, of how you wanted to roll it out? Or
no, we just, like, to be honest, when we were making it, it was fun, and we were just having fun with it.
And then the further it progressed, and the more, I don't know, the more effort that we put in, the more we were realizing like what it could do for us. And yeah, now, like, we were worried that we were just gonna be the only people who liked it. We were sitting there going, fuck man, we've worked so hard on this, what if no one likes it? What if everyone's just like,
I suppose that's always a worry.
After we're working on it for 6 months, we would have just been devastated. We put it out and no one said anything, even like,
yeah,
didn't even get any good comments or anything, but yeah.
What that is what happened.
No, contrary to that, it's been really well received. So
I guess that's always a worry, and I guess that's something you can never control.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, you don't know. I mean, the alternative is you could just make dubstep.
There is that option.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we play some music? Even though we're not meant to, I'm not allowed to. But
break the rules.
Yeah, break the rules. We'll play some music. We'll
stick it to the man anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. I'm here with the Brothers Grimm, and this is the No Apologies podcast.
Yeah, it's from National Underground, underpounds when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, a orangutan, you can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit trying not to sweat. Hit summer socks without the net, but this be the year that we won't forget. 1999. I don't need anything gold. Be what you wanna be, long as you know consequences are given for living defenses. Too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just touch hell. Hot, get a life, now they on sale. Then I might catch you a spell. Look at what came in the mail. Baby mama, black hair lacked in a pack of pamphlets, pack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When not really, it was bad all along. Before you left, ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello, ghetto, let your brain breathe. Believe there's always more. Don't pull the bang out. Funk Soul.
Here we are back again. There's a few tracks there. Yeah, I may or may not have name dropped in there. I don't know. I may or may not have announced. Because this is actually a Thursday afternoon.
A happy Thursday afternoon. We should be at work. We just kind of dogged it today.
Yeah. Did you just bang?
We went in. Yeah, we went in for 3 hours and then just kind of asked the boss, "Can we leave?"
Well, was there no work to do?
Not really. No.
Right. How long have you guys been working?
Long enough.
Long enough.
Oh, not that long. 9 months.
I only just started like a month ago.
I was
getting desperate.
Yeah, music just doesn't pay.
No, it doesn't pay.
And so at the moment, have you got any gigs lined up that you want to talk about? Well, obviously we've already plugged.
Just keep plugging.
Yeah.
Well,
fake next week. Yeah.
we can't confirm our venues or dates, yep. But in October we're going to be supporting Block Party DJs.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, they're playing.
Are you
DJ
even allowed
set?
To say that? Or?
Yeah,
we're
allowed
to say
confirm,
that. But
we confirm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also Eve.
Okay.
Like the R&B.
She's got that Mr. Tambourine.
That's the one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She's got a few other tracks as well.
Oh, right? She's in Fat Joe
Rich,
songs
Rich,
and
Rich
stuff.
Girl?
Like,
what is that? Her with Gwen Stefani?
Is it?
I don't know. I think so.
I don't know. She's like a pretty like a big pop star.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, I know. Do you use Eve in any?
I don't think so. Not in this
maybe
one.
They just assumed you did. Looked at you. Yeah, they used Eve. What does she do? Is she doing a DJ set?
We're not exactly sure, but.
She's just doing a show. Can you talk about venue dates or anything?
No, we've been told. Yeah, we can't give out
gotta
venues
be,
or dates.
Mysterious.
Yeah.
Mysterious. I love it. Mm. That's really cool.
But they are both confirmed for October.
That is huge.
Yeah, we're
huge shows.
Pretty wrapped at those. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Block Party and Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what was weird? I have a friend Eve, and when you said that, I don't know why, but I thought it was that.
You're playing
friend.
At Eve's house.
I don't know why that was in my mind. I was like, no way. How do you know that? That's crazy. Wait, so what? Sorry, does Eve have a date as well?
No, they're both in October.
Late. No, Eve is late September.
That's crazy.
It's 2 weeks before the Block Party set.
That's just a month.
Yeah.
Time-wise of just insanity.
Yep. And also we will be playing at Laundry from October as well, up the top.
Is that a regular thing?
I'm not too sure yet. We're going to find out, I think, next week.
Yeah, as the Brothers Grimm.
Yep.
Mm. Is that up in the, what do they call it?
I forget what they call it.
Out
near the courtyard
yard
I hate
area.
All these names that clubs give. It makes it so fucking confusing. What is it? It's the
beer
up,
garden.
Is it the, not the cave, it's that one, yeah?
No, upstairs,
like,
but...
Upstairs.
Like out near where you smoke.
Where they
and
play
stuff.
They play R&B and hip hop and stuff. That'd be mad. You guys could go well there. I like Chinese Laundry.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a plug for Chinese Laundry.
You like that?
How do you like that? Because I know their listings.
what else can we plug?
Yeah, just plug random shit.
Drink Coke.
Drink Coke. We're here with Pioneer signatures and a Pioneer mixer. Yeah. Although the standard mixer isn't the best. It's not the
Dude, we don't even have this mixer.
What do you have?
We just got the Behringer.
Yeah.
Behringer
DDM something.
4000.
It's a good mixer, but you know what? It's starting to wing out because if you move the effect across to the delay, yeah, and you see it's not actually there. It's not there. It says something else.
And then that's trans. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really starting to wig out.
It doesn't know its effects.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Oh, man, listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen to the turning on it.
The Pioneer DJ Omega. I should just get like a massive amount of sponsors for
this show.
Man, for sure. Yeah. I mean, people are listening. We've had, as I said, this has grown by 100 listens a week. 2 weeks being 200.
Well, welcome.
Well, welcome. If there's another, 100. And you get who drives? Do you both drive?
Not me.
I drive.
I don't drive.
Ronan's a man with the wheels.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't hear you guys rock up. You just kind of
Toyota Prius.
There we go. Toyota. One of them. Drive Toyota. Drink Coke. Mix some CDJs. This is fun.
That's it.
Yeah, and there's my cat just chilling out.
Keeping my lap warm. Being a cat.
Absolutely. And you guys live together, eh?
Yeah.
So this is literally like a. Well, that's a good collaboration then, if you can just.
Oh yeah, like.
You'd need to get home from work. You'd certainly need to live together to do this because it. We just spent so much time on it. Like, yeah. It would have taken us a year or something if we didn't. If we had to meet up to do it.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that I could like walk up or whatever into his room and go, hey.
You know, check this out.
Yeah. Check this out, and then we start kind of doing more on it, and we'd sometimes do like, you know, 10-15 minutes in one night.
And then yeah, and then for
and a then month, other bits a month of take for, to try and do 1 minute, like
yeah. So it wasn't like this smooth kind of work on it every day, like
totally random.
Yeah, I think I guess that's probably the process for a lot of people. Yeah, you really have to be in the mood. Mm. I don't know. I just feel like that when I produce as well. Like you have to be in the mood to
definitely.
Towards the end though, it just like we were just so like getting excited to get it finished. So we would just. Yeah. Like smashing it every day.
Did you know it was going to be that long? Like when you started it?
At first we were, you know, going to make it, you know, 50 minutes or an hour, but then we were getting towards an hour. I'm like, want to put more in there?
It's a good 1 minute 18 because that fits on the CD.
It's 1 minute 18.
Is that what I just said?
1 minute 18 seconds.
Yeah. Which people probably just heard the whole thing if I played that. Yeah. 1 hour 18 minutes. Because a CD is a bit narrow and 20, so people.
Well, it was an hour and 20, and then when we were going back through it, we just cut little bits that we didn't like. Or
was there any like rearranging? Was there any like?
Yeah, there was like.
Yeah, so like you'd be like, oh no, I'm not happy with that bit, and take it out.
Yeah. Like when, you know, say we had two separate mashups and both really liked them, they just didn't, you know, flow into each other well. You know,
had to bar it.
All right, we'll move that one further along. And
yeah.
Insert another 20 songs in between them. Yeah.
And I have to ask, what's that track that you actually open with? That it's like a
rock song. It's called
we got that Miss Jackson acapella. Yeah.
Just the rock song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just the instrumental from 99 Problems by Jay-Z.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how good I am at my music knowledge. I literally know. I'm doing a podcast about fucking music. I don't know one of the most common songs.
Jeez, man, it's Jay-Z. To be honest, yeah, no. If I hadn't have been looking for it, I might not know
either. Oh, okay, yeah. Do you know, and here's another plug, just while I'm plugging shit, did you know Prodigy did a remix?
I didn't until, you know, was stumbled across it, but yeah, I know, interesting, eh?
Prodigy did a remix of 99 Problems.
And it's not that good.
No, you don't like it?
No, it's not that great. But then I've listened to like a live Jay-Z concert, and he samples like Smack My Bitch Up. Just raps over it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So dropping this mashup thing is even happening
in concerts, yeah.
Do you know,
we did have the idea we get every artist on the whole tape and get them to just recreate the whole thing live. But we don't think everyone would probably get behind it. It's a good idea though.
We then had the idea to
go
to rehab.
Can you just imagine that? There's people great? Like falling off the stage, not everyone can fit up there. It's like,
this is my bit.
Yeah.
Say one word, I'm going to play one drum.
Kanye West like dies, just being stumbled on or something like that. Maybe at the mic the whole time. I would love to see that. I would pay a lot of money to see the whole thing created. Would you have like decks and a mixer, or just every instrument?
Oh no, every instrument, every artist that plays the instrument on that song.
Us standing there conducting it or something. We'd have to do something to make it look like we deserve that.
There'd have to be. I can't even imagine what stage that would fit on. I really
just a big park.
it was like a footy stadium or something. Yeah, just all in the middle. That would be intense. That's crazy. So. Are you guys going to do another mixtape?
Oh,
I suppose you wouldn't want to, eh? Like, you just finished this one, and I'm already going, so where's the next one?
Oh, well, last, like, because we had that show on Friday, We only had a week to get the show ready. We should have been spending every minute of that week to get ready, but I sort of started some ideas for another one. Yeah. I can't help it. Like, it's just...
It just happens.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
If an idea comes to mind, got to get it down before you forget it. Yeah. And
so you are already working on something?
Just little things.
I'm looking at Ryan and he's like, is this news to me? Oh, my phone's ringing.
Hello.
I think that's a good time to play some tunes. Just while I answer the phone. So we're gonna play some tracks and we'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Well, those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
Oh, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch.
Can
I
get the name of?
Oh, bitch. Get out the way, get out the way, bitch.
Get
out
the way, mom.
Oh, bitch. Get out the way, get out the way, bitch.
Get
out
the way, mom.
Oh, bitch. Get out the way, get out the way, bitch.
Get
out
the way, mom.
Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye-bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught, so.
Here we are. I answered the phone. And we played some tunes, probably. doing it raw, doing it live. Yeah. This is good. This has been fun. What were we talking about before the phone rang? And before
me secretly...
you secretly doing stuff. And sorry, and then you were saying you're working on a project now at the moment.
No, not that. It's just, basically at the moment, I'm just trying to find more songs that I like. Mm. Like, going through everything, I've got lots of stuff from, like, the 90s and the 80s and stuff. Just trying to find things that I'll listen to and be like, wait, I remember that track, like, from when I was sitting in the car when I was, you know, 4 years old or something.
Mm.
Because that kind of stuff, to me, when I'm out and I'm dancing or whatever, I love hearing nostalgic songs, like flashback kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, when we find those, it's just about finding what vocals suit it.
One thing I want to talk to you guys about as well is what I like about this mixtape. Not that we just heard the mixtape, but is how you, I think it's halfway between Girl Talk and Ajax. That's what I'd say. Because I think you guys still do maintain a dance element to it. Do you know what I mean? A very like you hear some Art vs Science in there and you hear some, not that they're dance, but you know.
Yeah, no.
There are, like you heard, you heard it.
Yeah. Heads roll. I did Ajax's Dance Till Dawn mix. I'd say that would also be a very big influence. Like when that's really first got me into dance music. Like a friend showed me that mix, and yeah, just jumping from every genre to like the Mickey Mouse song, and just all over the shop. I should have mentioned that earlier.
He does a lot of it live. I saw him at Chinese Laundry a few weeks ago when he played the Sesame Street thing. Dude's crazy.
4 decks and stuff.
Is that amazing. The kind of stuff you want to do? Like, because I know you guys are talking about we use a MIDI control and stuff. You really want to take the whole thing and recreate
it. If we can afford 4 decks.
The original idea was 4 decks, but then we thought,
or every artist on the stage.
Yeah. but if that falls through, yeah. obviously, yeah. yeah. But yeah, obviously, we don't really want to go and fork out another for two more decks. So for the meantime, you know, the MIDI controller with the two decks, I think, you know, we can do the same thing, and it's
affordable.
Yeah.
Not that we're tight asses or anything.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think that just about wraps it up. I'm running out of shit to talk about. I mean, we could do this all afternoon if we wanted to, but I'm sure you guys have shit to do.
I wouldn't mind having a ciggy.
Yeah.
I could go one.
Yeah, we should have done that. We should have been like, yeah, we're going to play some music and just set up. Oh, yeah, we could have done that.
Not really the day for
ideas
it.
For next time.
Yeah, there we go. Because they will be back and they're going to do a live mix. I mean, I asked them to. Beautiful. They didn't want to.
We are lazy. Yeah, next time we'll definitely sort out something.
Four decks. Maybe six.
Bring Eve and Block Party DJ. We'll all just chill out in this little lounge room.
Yeah, man.
Might do a dubstep set.
Yeah. I think any listeners I had who were into dubstep music, I've just lost.
Yeah, no, I think so. That's helpful.
I think that's what's happened. No, I don't care. Well, this is the No Apologies podcast, and
so we're not apologising, dubstep fans.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah, pretty much no apologies. Fuck you all. But this is gonna be on every Friday, and I will, because I do have to mention tomorrow night. Is Outburst, and actually tomorrow night's exciting because I can see Jeff's excited because we have Tom Ballard from Triple J Radio who does Tom and Alex in the Morning, and we have Reese Nicholson from Balls of Steel Australia.
Woo!
Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped for that, and everyone's gonna come and laugh and have a dance.
We'll be down there.
I don't know what the hell that was. All right, thanks for coming in, guys.
Our pleasure.
You drove a long way to be here.
Mate,
and,
another part of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys get lost, or did you find?
Oh no, we found it.
You had your little nav man.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we go have a cigarette? And everyone, enjoy the weekend. If you're listening, if you're not, then you know. Fuck you. Yeah.
No apologies, dick.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I'll catch you next week. This has been the Brothers Grimm. Check out their mixtape, SoundCloud.com/the-brothers-grimm.
Maybe
we can change
it. I can even show you how to do it. It's really easy. Yeah, so all right, we'll do that now.
If not, thebrothersgrimm.com.au should be up running on the weekend.
So people can this weekend. Exactly.
Money.
Yeah, donate it. Be kind. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, I'll catch you guys, whoever is listening, next week. On next Friday. And I'll see. No, tomorrow. That's when we're going to see him. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. All right. Cheers. Well, see you later. So that was it. There we go. My interview with the Brothers Grimm. That was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable. It was a good process. Now, we didn't talk about it during the interview, but I will just mention, because I have spoken to them since, and they're playing. You can catch them at the Phoenix Bar, which is actually the same building as Outburst. So I'm doing a lot of promoting for this particular venue, I must say. So that's next Friday. So a 1 week from now. I'm so sick of saying if you're listening to a Friday. But whatever. Thanks for tuning in. Again, catch you tomorrow at Outburst. Have a good weekend. Or if you don't go, have a good weekend. And thanks for listening. I appreciate it. And I'll catch you again next Friday. Thanks. My name is Danny Giles, and this is the No Apologies podcast.